The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission earlier this week gave the nod to the Denali Natural Gas Pipeline Project's open season plan. The panel's decision opens the way for backers of the joint BP-Conoco project to begin soliciting interest from shippers. A joint House and Senate Finance Committee hearing today on the plan allowed Denali President Bud Fackrell to update state legislators on what's in store for the project.
We will start our open season here in just a few weeks on July 6th, and we'll complete the open season on October 4th. So that's the 90-day actual open season period. During open season, we will be seeking binding agreements. To move a pipeline forward, particularly one of this size, we need firm transportation commitments, and that starts with precedent agreements being signed during the open season.
The Denali Pipeline Project competes with a similar project headed by TransCanada Corporation to bring North Slope natural gas to lower 48 markets. TransCanada has a special license with the state under the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act. The Denali Project has no state incentives, but Fackrell told the legislators that global engineers such as Bechtel and CH2M Hill are partnering on the project. He said that $100 million has been spent on studies, and he is confident that there is adequate data to provide potential shippers with firm cost information.
So in the end, we're very confident that we have a high-quality design. And that's important because one of the things we're trying to do is convince shippers that we know what the cost of the pipeline is today and then what the risks and uncertainties are of that pipeline.
The Denali project is estimated to cost $35 billion. Some legislators were concerned that BP's current oil spill crisis in the Gulf of Mexico would drain capital from the Denali project. Fackrell said that is not the case.
We have a budget that's been approved by both of our owners, and they've indicated to me that that they will support that. So we feel good about moving through open season with the budget and funding that we have today.
The open season is a 90-day period in which Denali officials attempt to get binding signatures from companies interested in shipping the gas. Fackrell said the pipeline is expected to carry 4.5 billion cubic feet of gas a day from the North Slope to offtake points in Alberta. The Denali gas pipeline, if built, will be operable by 2020.